Hey there, wild one. Welcome back. Today is a powerful threshold. It's the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, a seasonal turning point that ancient cultures have honored for millennia with fire, gratitude, and gathering. But today, in our world of hustle and noise, we often just race past it. So I want us to reclaim it with a pause. We're choosing a slower summer, one with fewer to-do lists, more barefoot moments, and a rhythm that actually fits. This episode is a part of Into the Known, a series where we rediscover the rhythms, stories, and ancestral wisdom that can ground us today. Because sometimes the answers we're searching for have already been spoken. If you're a rooted seeker craving deeper rhythms, or a maverick ready to slow down and sync your family life with the season, you're going to feel right at home here. The solstice invites us to stop, to notice, to breathe in this peak of light. It marks not just a solar event, but an inner one too. The sun stands still, nature pauses in its fullness, and we get to breathe in that stillness too. This episode isn't about planning or hustling. It's about welcoming summer with intention, honoring the light, and celebrating what it means to be rooted in a rhythm that reflects who we are. So we'll talk about the history of the solstice, some beautiful ways to mark it, and how we're planting seeds for what's ahead, including a few things that I'm building behind the scenes that I can't wait to share with you. Instead of rushing towards summer with a planner full of camps, appointments, expectations, what if we did something wildly different? What if we let summer be slow? Reclaim your rhythm. Rethink the rules. Rewrite your life. This is Wildly Intentional, the show where we question the scripts we've inherited and build a life, family, and legacy on purpose. If you're done living on autopilot, come with a curious mind and a courageous heart. Here, we talk about what it means to question, unlearn, create, and build what truly matters. I'm your host, Mandy, maverick mom of three, maker, family culture builder, lifelong question asker, and the friend people call when they're ready to rethink, well, everything. I'm here to shake the norms, tell the truth, and light the way forward. Last summer, I had a brand new baby in my arms, and still, I signed the kids up for summer camps, I ran errands nonstop, and I watched our yard become a jungle of neglect. It felt like I was chasing summer instead of living in it. So this year, we're saying yes to a slow summer. Gardening, free play, reading aloud, hammocks, field trips led by wonder, not pressure. We're saving money. We're not pushing interests. We're just letting the kids be. And honestly, I'm already breathing easier. This summer, we're choosing less, not from a place of lack, but an invitation. You're allowed to say no to the grind. No to comparison, and no to overscheduling. What are you saying no to this summer so you can say yes to what matters? One of the biggest mindset shifts for me has been learning to lean into the rhythm of nature's seasons. Instead of trying to keep up with the pace of sports seasons or society's productivity clock. In summer, the days are long and full, and we tend to stay up later and rise earlier with the sun. These also happen to be the best times to go fishing. There's a natural momentum and playfulness in the air. The more that we sync our family rhythms to these cues, not to our calendar full of obligations, the more peaceful and grounded we will feel. So a fun fact about me is I love to write poetry randomly, especially on fun or meaningful days. So I've written a little poem to celebrate the summer solstice today. The hot sun stands tall. Solstice day stretches long. Mother Nature sings a vibrant song. Warmth and life are now at their peak. Summer's joy we gather and seek. The summer solstice is around June 20th or 21st, and it marks the longest day of the year and officially begins summer in the Northern Hemisphere. Historically, it's celebrated across cultures. This day symbolizes abundance, vitality, and the peak of the sun's energy. Although modern culture often sees Memorial Day as the unofficial start of summer, the solstice is officially recognized on calendars as summer's true beginning. It's also referred to or called midsummer. The word solstice is Latin, and it means sun stands still. And that's what this day invites us to do. Pause. Notice. Breathe. Cultures across the globe have long celebrated this special moment with rituals, bonfires, flower crowns, and community gatherings. It's a time of fullness. It's not about adding more, but about recognizing and appreciating the abundance that we already have. It's a time of celebration, but also of tending. What's blooming? What needs care? So here's a few fun did you knows. At the summer solstice, the North Pole experiences continuous daylight, known as midnight sun, and it creates a magical phenomenon where the sun doesn't set for 24 hours. Additionally, Stonehenge in England is famously associated with the solstice. Its stones align precisely with the solstice sunrise, drawing visitors from around the world to witness this ancient marvel. So whether you light a candle, watch the sunset, make strawberry shortcake, or lay on your back and name the clouds, just make this day a marker. Remember, you don't need to go get elaborate party favors or have a detailed plan, just presence and connection. So here are a few more ideas for honoring the solstice. You could light a bonfire as the sun sets. Let your kids run around barefoot under the moonlight. Go out for a special treat or bake something fun. Share what you're grateful for at dinner. Read a seasonal poem or a story aloud. Start a new ritual, like making flower crowns, nature mandalas, or doing a solstice walk as a family. These things don't have to be big. They don't have to be expensive. They just have to be real. Let the light touch something inside of you, and let it be a beginning. You could even play this episode over a meal with someone you care about. Just let it start a conversation. At Wildly Intentional, we live season by season, and this solstice marks a shift not just in nature, but in how we show up. It's a time to align, not perform. So let this be a reminder. There's power in light, and there's beauty in bloom, and there's wisdom in slowing down enough to notice both. I have been in deep creation mode this spring, and I want to give you a little sneak peek on what I've been up to. So one of the first things that I've been working on is called the Roots and Rhythm Almanac, and this is a seasonal guidebook full of ancestral wisdom, rituals, and nature-based practices, and soulful storytelling. Think celebrations, traditions, and ways to connect that don't feel like a to-do list and help us live aligned with the rhythms of nature. And I'm also working on new seasonal planners, which will be tools to help you live your values without losing your mind. It'll be gentle structure, rhythmic check-ins, designed for families and cycle breakers who are ready to anchor their lives differently. There will be more coming on those soon. So this season for us is about slowing down, reading in hammocks, gardening barefoot, letting the kids chase butterflies, and losing track of time. And behind the scenes, I'll be planting too, because I'm building tools, content, and experiences for things ahead, like our Kidpreneur Summer Challenge that I'll be launching soon. And it's all about helping kids stretch their creativity, learn independence, and begin thinking like entrepreneurs. It's going to be real fun. It's going to be real. And it's something we're doing together as a pack. Because summer is when things bloom. And right now, I'm planting deeply. So this summer, may your rhythms feel rooted, may your choices feel aligned, and may your home be filled with slow, sacred moments that don't make it on Instagram, but shape your legacy just the same. So here's a couple of things I would wildly recommend. Go to your local library and sign up for their summer reading program. Find some books based on your current interests or that will help you learn more this season. We've loaded up our book basket and our summer read alouds and our individual lists, and we've already made a sizable dent. But our TBR piles are big, and we're excited to be diving in. If this episode stirred something in you, would you share it? Send it to a friend, and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss what's next. Next week, I'm excited to tell you something I'm doing differently. If you've been here from the beginning or you listened to my trailer, you've heard me mention the Wild Ways quiz. Well, I'm circling back to why I created that quiz, and I'll be diving into each of the personas for a full week next week. So each day next week, you'll learn about a persona and get episode recommendations just for it. I'll be plugging the quiz next week like a broken record. So if you want to get ahead, you can take the quiz right now at wildlyintentional.com. Here's to a summer of presence, play, and planting what matters most for you. Until next week, stay rooted, be brave, and live wildly intentional.